Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with part two of Swing Time for today, Tuesday, the 10th of December 2024. You are listening to our broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And my thanks to colleague John Yule for keeping the seat warm during our first part of the show. Although not all Swing Time listeners will have identified the musicians on my opening track, many will have thought that it was a Blue Note label recording. If so, be sure to award yourself with an extra sausage on a stick when attending a party at the festivities taking place at the end of the month. You are correct. The details are, it was a Herbie Hancock group, and the name of the tune was And What If I Don't? His accompanying musicians were Donald Byrd trumpet, Gresham Moncur the third trombone, Hank Mobley tenor, Herbie Hancock, as I mentioned, on piano, Grant Green guitar, Chuck Israel's bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And it was recorded in Englewood Cliffs in New Jersey on the 19th of March 1963. Sadly, the individual responsible for making that specific issue available to the jazz buying public is a person whose name has to be added to those that I have featured over the last couple of weeks. In my obituary tributes, Michael Koskuna, in fact, is the person concerned with the production of that record, and Mr. Koskuna died in April 2024. And so Swingtime should have remembered this to give this tribute rather some months ago. Although at an early date, Michael did carry out some musical training, it is not as a musician we should remember him. In my view, he falls into that group of individuals who I regard as enablers, jazz enablers, those people which we may regard as on the periphery of the music, but whose efforts ensure that we are able to enjoy the music to the full.
Look over yonder's wall, hand me down my walking cane. Look over yonder's wall, hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're not coming, old man. I say you told me that you love me, you told me a lie. I love you, baby, till the day I die. Look over yonder, hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're not coming, old man. Look at here, baby. I know you don't love me, baby, but yonder comes your man. I said 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You gotta come see me just as soon as you can. Look over yonder, hand me down my woman can. Lord, I know you don't love me, but yonder comes your man. Let's do it a little bit better. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. I'm gonna tell you this time, tell you no more. The next time I tell you, I have to let you go. Look over yonder, hand me down my woman kid. Lord, I know you don't love me, but yonder come your man. Get out kind of easy, baby.
Junior Wells and Buddy Guy there, a performance of Yonder Wall. Junior Wells harmonica, Buddy Guy guitar, Jack Myers on bass and Billy Warren drums. It was recorded at the Black Sound Studio in Chicago on the 22nd or 23rd of September 1965. And by the time in the 1970s that Michael Cascuna produced both Junior Wells and Buddy Guy, he had built up quite an experience in jazz management activity. This involved radio broadcasting, work at the experimental music label, ESP Disc, article writing for Downbeat and other magazines, concert promotion for Joe Henderson and Paul Blay. He also introduced a rock radio show into Philadelphia and other broadcasts into the New York area. Also important in this period was record production for the Atlantic label and on albums for Dave Brubeck, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and others. After much effort on his part, in 1975, he became involved with Blue Note Records. His work here at the time resulted in a large number of reissues, very many of these being augmented by recordings which had not been known to have existed. When Albert Lyon formed his Blue Note label, he had a very laissez-faire approach to his musicians, and in some senses they did what they wanted, and the results were quite a number of tracks which never saw the light of day, until Cascuna got this job of vetting the files, and fortunately, on the reissues that then resulted, he included a lot of these missing, if you like, tracks. A typical example being the next track, and this is the alternate take of the title track from the Tina Brooks album, True Blue. The lineup for the music is Freddie Hubbard at trumpet, Tina Brooks tenor, Duke Jordan piano, Sam Jones bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Recorded on the 25th of June 1960, again at Englewood Cliffs in New Jersey. Here is take two of True Blue. Thank you. Also to see light of day, thanks to Kuskuna, were Blue Note records, which were not bestsellers when originally recorded by Alfred Lion, and had certainly not gained any popularity in the intervening period before their re-release. This session, laid down by surely one of the most neglected musicians in the whole of jazz, is by pianist Herbie Nichols. Herbie Nichols, piano, Al McGibbon, bass, with Max Roach, drums, his a Herbie Nichols composition called The Gig. And it was recorded in the Van Gelder studio, yes, you've guessed it, at Hackensack in New Jersey. I cannot help but think that Van Gelder had a marvellous, marvellous job. Not only did he get to hear the music when it was performed for recording, but he obviously got to keep the record as well. So we'll find that Van Gelder and his studio crops up quite a lot in my presentation today. However, back to Herbie Nichols with The Gig. Thank you. Herbie Nichols with his composition The Gig. Some unusual harmonies and times in that performance. And it really is hats off to Alfred Lion, who 10 years earlier had recorded and had been the first to give Monk a chance with not dissimilar approaches to jazz music. Getting back to Michael Koskuna's work, though, nor were some of the old retainers ignored. Ike Quebec, in Alfred Lion's earlier days, a sort of A and R man to the founder, was one such. On Ike's album Blue and Sentimental, originally recorded by Rudy Van Gelder on the 16th of December 1961, Koskuna found two additional tracks, never released before. This is one of them. It's All Right With Me. Ike Quebec tenor, Grant Green guitar, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. And I'm not quite sure of the recording date. It was the 16th of December or the 23rd of December 1961. Again, recorded by Van Gelder in New Jersey, and it's All Right With Me.
Mm-hmm.
last recording by Ike Quebec on the Blue Note label. In 1983, Michael Koscuna set up what to many jazz record collectors would be the most important aspect of his career, the Mosaic label. An incredible collection of box sets, single and smaller compilations of records and or CDs, which, unlike Blue Note, where the content is mainly bop and hard bop, a much wider selection of jazz styles is to be found. All issues may be described as deluxe issues, and any collector buying Mosaic would probably add, and the prices were quite deluxe too. But for that, you were able to have quality hi-fi audio, scholarly, well-written and researched notes and discographical information. Most, if not all, are restricted to a release quantity of 5,000 copies, which makes many of the Mosaic issues quite rare, particularly some of the older ones. Themes such as Charles Mingus, Jerry Mulligan and Art Pepper, etc., give the flavour of some of the names to be found on the label, and it will be appreciated that record labels other than Blue Note are involved. In the makeup of the Mosaic catalogue, indeed, one important group of recordings was devoted to the complete Commodore label in chronological order. This ran to a total of 66 LPs when first issued, and copies are now exchanging hands at considerable prices. But it also gives us the opportunity to hear music from the Commodore release, which is away from Condon and the Chicagoans. Two are coming up now. First of all, we're going to hear a town hall concert from New York, recorded on the 9th of June 1945. The Teddy Wilson Quintet are augmented with Flip Phillips, who plays tenor, of course, with Teddy Wilson piano, Remo Palmieri guitar, Slam Stewart bass, and Spex Powell on drums. They are playing I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, which will be followed by Monday at Minton's by the Chew Berry Jazz Ensemble. Thank you. Monday at Minton's by the Chewberry Jazz Ensemble with trumpeter Hot Lips Page. The lineup being Hot Lips Page trumpet, Chewberry alto, Clyde Hart piano, Al Casey guitar, Al Morgan bass, and Harry Yeager drums. It was recorded by Commodore in New York City on the 28th of August 1941. And I find it quite interesting that at the time that Commodore were recording that in presumably a comfortable studio, jazz enthusiast Jerry Newman was lugging his wire recorder and disc-making machines actually up to Minton's to record the likes of Charlie Christian and Thelonious Monk and others, laying down the ground rules for bop. As I mentioned, the sources of the makeup of the Mosaic catalogue were not restricted to the Blue Note label. The series of mainstream records on the Vanguard label in the 1950s also gave rise to another set from in Mosaic. From the recording sessions entitled The Vanguard Sessions, normally we would hear presentations from Ruby Braff or Vic Dickinson. My choice today is a group led by Sir Charles Thompson. Although often associated with Count Basie, this Vanguard recording shows that Sir Charles, although maintaining his Basie style background, had assimilated enough of the harmonies laid down by Gillespie and Parker to give some emphasis to the title of this next piece, which is Bop This. So we have Joe Newman trumpet, Benny Powell trombone, Pete Brown on alto, a man I've mentioned recently in the alto field, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Ozzie Johnson drums. This was recorded by Vanguard in New York City on the 5th of January 1954, and the title is Bop This. We'll be right back. For what time remains today, I am going to return to sessions from the Mosaic catalogue, where Cascuna had included records from the swing period of American jazz. One of the sets covers issues from the mid-40s black and white label. Included in the set, there is the last recordings made by Ivy Anderson after she left Duke Ellington. Ivy laid down some 8 sides for black and white, and here is one that she didn't record with Ellington. On the Sunny Side of the Street, Ivy Anderson and her all-stars, Col George trumpet, Willie Smith alto, Gene Porter tenor, Buddy Collette baritone, Wilbert Baranko, piano arranger and director, Buddy Harper guitar, Booker Hart on drums, and quite surprising, a bass player called Charles Mingus. This was recorded in Los Angeles in January 1946, Ivy Anderson on the Sunny Side of the Street.
Grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on your doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a penny pat and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. No, I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Oh, the stand my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Mike Coates here, closing today's edition of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I do hope that you have enjoyed our selections today. Please join us next Tuesday for more jazz, swing and blues music. And, of course, do take good care out there. For my final run-out track, back to the Commodore label, and a rather unusual and quite rare track. You'll know what it is. It's played by Eddie Haywood and his orchestra, although I doubt very much that the musicians had much to do to earn them money for the date, other than Eddie Haywood himself.